Hello, Richard Shaw, right? Tom McGuire with you on another episode of Proper Sport Does WWE. How do you do, Rich?
Yeah, I was thinking about going out and buying a lot of WWF videos to see all my favourite WWF superstars in action.
So what is this music?
It's the theme from, and all UK-based listeners of this podcast, hello.
Hello.
We'll recognise this as the theme from Silver Vision's videos from the 90s, when you would have to spend £13 or whatever at Woolworths and buy Super Tape 3 and see some crap with the Bushwhackers on decorating a house, and then a really good match like you get Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels on there and some other rubbish. And you go, and at the start you go, buy WWF videos, they're great, look at all the wrestling and stuff. And this music could be in the background.
It's a bit longer than that. We've come a long way. We listened and watched one.
Yeah.
Very excessively long, that advert.
Well, that's when in the old days, after that finished, the man would come on. All WWF wrestling superstars are highly trained professional athletes. Do not copy, you know. And now you just get that. Please don't draw this at home. But yeah.
Who does try it at home, to come to think of it?
Everyone. But yeah. Don't do it.
So welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE, where we talk about what's been going on in the wide and wonderful world of WWE wrestling. Richard, how are you feeling about the current state of WWE as a whole? Because we took last week off.
Well,
what's going on with you? How are you feeling about the WWE?
We're in a very much state of flux period before the real build-up to the Royal Rumble.
It's pre-WrestleMania season start.
Yeah.
Of
it's kind of like, yeah.
Meandering. Like, I'm not looking forward to Clash of Champions.
When, is that this week? Is it next week? I don't know when it is.
It is. I'm just double checking the date. It's December 17th, so it's this Sunday.
It's this Sunday. I better get the card up. But it's like, well, I don't really want to see AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal again.
Do you not?
Not really. So I've seen it once. That's all I needed to see it. But apart from that, yes, you know, actually, you know, the car's not too bad, is it? It'll be all right. We'll talk about it when we talk about SmackDown. But once that's out of the way, and Christmas out of the way, New Year's out of the way, and you're in the build-up to a Royal Rumble, which will be exciting, then it all kicks off from there, doesn't it? Because it is, as you say, the road to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania season, isn't it?
Indeed it is. All the surprises that are contained within.
So plenty to discuss. We're going to talk about what's happened on Raw and SmackDown this week. We're going to preview Clash of Champions. We're going to talk about the news. There's a couple of news pieces, including Ronda Rousey, which we will be discussing, and of course the tour over in Abu Dhabi and over in New Delhi as well, where there's been some interesting results, to say the least. But I'm going to kick it off with Raw from last week, and the main thing to take away from it, not broken Matt Hardy, but woken Matt Hardy.
Delete.
How over is Matt Hardy as broken Matt Hardy? Or woken, I should say, sorry.
Well, we're going to find out in the next few weeks, aren't we?
I think you've already seen point.
I think people wanted it from the start, didn't they? They couldn't do it, but now they can do it, so.
Will it be a success? Because it's going against Bray Wyatt, who
sucks the heat out of everything.
At the moment, yes.
Probably will, because you can build into the return of Jeff and all the other related tat.
Yeah, so Jeff's hopefully rumoured to be returning for WrestleMania 34. But remember, Bray Wyatt, at the start of this year, literally the start of 2017, the second pay-per-view, he was WWE champion.
Yeah. And now he's...
I
blame those bugs at WrestleMania because they were crap.
No, I liked... You know me, I like things that are different. It was different, but they've just booked him terribly. Absolutely terribly.
Which just doesn't do anything, does he? He says lots of weird things.
A lot of it doesn't make sense.
People like flashing their lights when he comes out, but that's about it. So, we'll see if Matt Hardy can waken something up in Bray Wyatt. Maybe they'll join forces. Maybe Bray Wyatt will become woken from this.
I think it's a good start for Matt, broken or woken Matt, however it is, because there's sort of this, you could go into the supernatural with Bray.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll work well.
We'll find out, won't we?
We'll wait and see. Paige finally returned to action, winning her first match.
Yeah, Sasha.
In a long time.
Yeah. She looked good as well.
Yeah.
Mandy Rose has changed her hair. Straight now.
Is this an
important point in the thing. She changed her hair from
week
one to
week two. Which means she's either going to be heel or face.
The fact that she changed her hair from week one to week two, is like, why are we bothered doing that?
Yeah. What about the name? Absolution. Absolution is a mystery.
It's just another rubbish name, isn't it?
No, I don't mind it. I think Riot Squad's a better name.
Yeah, I like how the Ruby Riott's getting an extra T on her name in the week between now and then.
And that really, there's not really much to talk about. I mean, Jason Jordan, I'm sorry, I'm not that interested.
I enjoyed that match with Roman Reigns, though. I thought it was a good match.
Yeah, but...
Fair enough.
No, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy the match.
No. But he just has to turn, doesn't he? And something goes on from there. It was a bad idea in the first place. But you almost wonder if it was one of those... they've got a secret for Kurt Angle, but then the original plan was scuppered and they had to change it or something. I don't know.
I think it's possibly the possibility of obviously Kurt versus Jason Jordan at WrestleMania.
But that's not really a match.
It's not a match anyone wants to see.
Not that you necessarily want to see Kurt versus Triple H, but at least with that, there's the whole Stephanie thing from 20 years ago.
Yeah. And then Roman, like you say, it was a good match. And it's good to see him getting time with the top talent. Yeah. Say what you want about Roman, he is the top talent at the moment. And I mean, 205 Live, I don't really give two shits about. Yeah. And then what's going on with Nia Jax and Enzo?
I don't know. Do you reckon that's some kind of weird punishment thing for both of them?
Well, why are they punishing Nia? What, because she walked away for a bit?
Yeah, or whatever happened. So, like, she has to pretend to sleep with Enzo Amore.
Oh, my God.
We know he prefers blondes anyway.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. And same as Joe on the tag titles.
How do we know that, Richard?
Because we do. Because we read the dirt sheets. Because we're on Instagram and we know all these things. Oh. You only live once, apparently. Yeah, same as Joe on the tag titles because they beat... The Shield, Sierra, Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta, The Shield. So, yeah, that was Raw.
I like Cesaro and Sheamus and The Shield. They do always put on a good match, but...
Some of Joe's ace as well.
Yeah, when he beat up Jason Jordan, and now he's coming to this match as well, which probably will lead to a battle of the Samoan off. It will be Roman versus Samoa Joe. Yeah. Although that's a good title picture.
And Samoans have hard heads. As this is an established wrestling trope, if you will.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you remember the Head Shrinkers, they were a tag team, and they used to headbutt people, but they didn't get hurt because they've got hard heads because they're Samoans. I don't think it's racist necessarily, it's just a thing.
It's just one of those things that's been built into the history and threaded through the course of wrestling
all
lore.
All Samoans have hard heads. And they're all related to each other as well, as we call it.
Tattooed?
Yeah, like The Rock's related to all of them. And
Nia Jax is related to The Rock. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. It is weird.
She's not like most girls, because she's related to The Rock.
Okay.
She's got a T-shirt on and everything.
Is that on a T-shirt? I've not seen that T-shirt. I like Nia Jax, and hope she's not getting punished. Because...
Yeah, because no one likes Enzo.
Well, no one likes Enzo, and no one likes. I know the idea of Nia not being
look
the monster.
Look at a cute smile there with Enzo. She definitely wants to, find out how he's doing.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what happens in professional wrestling though, when they book these things. That's what happens. You know, real life turns in or reality is a weird thing in wrestling.
Hmm.
Look at. What's his name? Rusev. Handsome Rusev and Lana. They all put together. And every day, Rusev goes, thank you.
Stefan Trips.
Yeah.
Who else?
There are others.
Carmella and Big Cass, were they together before, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't matter. All right, moving away from Raw to SmackDown. Yes. The main thing to take away from this, obviously, Riot Squad got two Ts. Yeah.
That is the main thing.
That's one of the main things. And also that... excuse me.
I just had to clear
my throat. Shane McMahon has put over Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Yes.
For the Clash of Champions with their jobs on the line against Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura with himself as special guest referee, building to possibility of him or Daniel Bryan turning heel. And no one really cares. I mean, the title...
No one really cares.
No one cares for the title, is what I'm saying at the moment, because no one wants Jinder and no one's rating Jinder's chances at Clash of Champions. So we're just hoping that we can get past that and AJ can start being the WWE champion.
Surely can't we now, having lost to...
Well, we'll come on to New Delhi and everything that's happened there, but this is what I'm saying. That Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I'm glad that they're the sort of the main scene picture on SmackDown, but perhaps it should be for the title.
Fair enough.
What do you think about the idea of possibly them getting sacked at Clash of Champions?
They're not going to get sacked.
What happened?
No. But they're going to go Randy TNA.
Randy and Shinsuke. Will they beat them?
Well, yeah, because if they don't, they get sacked.
kayfabe sacked.
Yeah, but they might go to TNA or New Japan or something. They might turn up with Chris Jericho on the New Japan thingy.
Yeah. We didn't talk about, obviously, Mojo Rawley. The Hype Bros have sadly...
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? I like Mojo Rawley. He's annoyingly funny.
He's also not bad on the mic.
I like him.
He's not bad on the mic at all.
I know you're not supposed to like Mojo Rawley, but I like Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, he's growing on me.
He's better than, what's his name?
Who?
Zack Ryder.
Is
whoa,
he?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't know if he's better than Zack Ryder.
Well, just in terms of, I prefer him to Zack Ryder.
Why do you prefer him?
Something to do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know this.
Yeah, but you got to have a reason as to why.
I just think he's a more interesting character because he's annoying. He's a guaranteed to people will hate him.
Hmm. Also, Rusev and Aiden English might be the second most over thing.
Let's hope so. Let's hope they win the tag team titles.
If you get chance, and if you're not seeing it yet,
it's Rusev
there's a video of Rusev and Aiden English celebrating the fact that they're going to be in the Fatal 4-Way for the tag titles or something. And like Aiden pushes Rusev pushes Aiden back, and he's like, "You did it! No, I did it! No, you did! We did!" And then Rusev goes, "No, I did it! Rusev Day!
It's Rusev Day!
Rusev Mania!
Yeah, Rusev Day! It's great. You get a Rusev Day T-shirt.
I'm so glad Rusev's actually enjoyed himself. He seems to be enjoying himself as well, because I like Ruru. He's my boy. I like Ruru, and that's." Right, that's about it.
That
obviously,
yeah.
That's the go home show for Clash of Champions. Really didn't sell it too
much.
Well,
be tomorrow, won't it?
Oh, of course it will be.
There'll be another one where stuff will happen.
Major stuff.
Yeah. What else is on the card? Right, Baron Corbin versus Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler.
Well, here's the thing. We'll run through the card now. So this is like a little Clash of Champions preview.
Yep.
Right. Tickets available now if you need.
Unless it all changes, because it will do.
We'll see. Yeah. WWE Champion AJ Styles versus Jinder. AJ got a win. Yeah. SmackDown Women's Championship for Charlotte Flair versus
Lumberjill
Natalya. Well, Lumberjack.
Lumberjills.
No, it's called Lumberjack on WWE.com.
Yeah,
it's official.
Wrong. It's Lumberjills.
Why is it Lumberjills, Rich?
Because it's females.
But it's all
men, jacks, women, jills. Not explaining why.
But it does say Lumberjack.
Well, they're wrong.
What, WWE.com?
Yeah, they don't know.
Why are they wrong?
Because they are. I'm just looking at Nia Jax t-shirts on WWE Euroshop now.
Right, okay.
They've got a sale on. £4. I'm not like most, it says, because this is the boys' version. Because if you had, I'm not like most girls, it'd look a bit odd. But, you know, this is a podcast that's open to everyone.
So. Yeah. Don't assume genders here.
No.
The tag team championships. I'm really glad I'm keeping your interest here, Richard. SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
That's how interested I am in this card.
SmackDown Tag Team Championships. It's Usos v New Day versus Benjamin and Gable and Rusev and Aiden. If WWE had any nous about them, they would probably give it to Rusev and Aiden because they're probably the hottest out of all four of them at the moment.
Yeah. And they're not doing anything with Rusev, are they? So they might as well give
it up. And the Usos have proven that they can carry the title.
Yeah.
Go into a different feud or something now. I think that'd be quite good. Randy versus Shinsuke. Randy and Shinsuke, I should say, versus KO and Sami, as we've mentioned earlier. And then the final match is the United States Championship match. Baron Corbin, Bobby Roode, and Dolph Ziggler. Yeah. And Dolph Ziggler's in this because, they've got to put him in something.
Yeah. So it's a bit where he can go off and have a cup of tea. It's the Baron Corbin tea break.
It's definitely.
Sponsored by Karate Fighters.
That is definitely the toilet break match.
Yeah.
And no offence to the three of them, I think. Baron's growing into his role. Bobby's a great wrestler. Dolph is just boring at the moment for me. And I loved Dolph at times.
It is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Right, let's talk about some of the top news. The first thing we're going to talk about is obviously WWE had been on tour. They've been over in Abu Dhabi. We'll come on to the Triple H news first, of course. So Triple H beating...
It's all about the game.
Yeah. Triple H has beaten Jinder Mahal, but... Before, like about a day before, lost to Roman Reigns. So this has got to be it. That's Jinder's so-called push.
Yeah,
completely buried. Surely it is.
Well, you'd imagine so. That'd be completely weird if he now went on and won the title at Clash of Champions. But it is what it is. I don't know why anyone's surprised because it's Triple H, isn't it? If you think about it as well, logically, if there's two results, the first one was certainly right, wasn't it? Put Roman Reigns over because he's the future of the company. Where's the president of the company? Whereas Jinder, I think they've given up on to an extent, haven't they?
But in this is the thing. It was in, of course, New Delhi.
Yes. Well, you know.
After everything that the WWE have done,
I know, but
building
I think
and booking at Jinder, they've completely seemed to have thrown it out the window at the last ditch, and they've held it for so long.
But isn't that the a case that they've just given up?
Well, shouldn't they have given up it earlier? This is the thing.
Well, they did in a sense, didn't they? Because they realised before Survivor Series that it was going to be the wrong thing if he fought Brock Lesnar. No one cared, did they? But now, AJ Styles fought him. We all enjoy the match. Could probably beat him again on Sunday, and then we move on from there. AJ versus who knows what.
I'd like the idea of AJ versus, I don't know, actually. I just anyone else other than Jinder at the moment.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, also, whilst we're on the big news of the tour, what had been going on, of course, the women had made huge history over in Abu Dhabi by competing in the first ever women's wrestling match.
Yeah.
They had to modify their ring gear. Looked fantastic. And it was Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss. And hats off to them.
I'm sure I have seen the darts in Dubai in the very same venue, and I'm sure they've had walk-on girls at that as well, so it's kind of odd, but it is what it is.
In what, sorry?
The fact that they had to wear what they wore, but I'm sure I've seen at the darts, you know, the walk-on girls wear outfits showing a little bit of, you know, well, in fact I've got a video of the darts here just to prove my point, and when they walk on, the ladies are wearing dresses in which you can see their legs. So,
right, okay.
Just think WWF were very conservative with what they did.
Yeah.
I can see this lady's arms.
There was many, I don't know, there's something about it that like the crowd were seen as chanting, "This is hope." Which was good, and I'm not one for sort of jumping on this sort of proverbial WWE bandwagon of everything's great, but this is a nice moment, a nice story, and I think arguably there's two top talent on WWE.
Yes.
So fair play. What else has been there? There's one bit of news that I think you'll be more bothered about, but Jim Johnston, I've read about, who's made themes for years for WWE, what, 20 years or something? Long term, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Made themes for WWE, and they've WWE have come to terms with parting of the ways.
Yeah, pretty much all the music you've grown up with watching WWE, he's been a part of. Although I guess some of the themes in recent years have been, I can't remember what they're called, some of the group. But yeah, it just seems odd when people who've been with the company for so long or attached to the company for so long are not there anymore. But c'est la vie, I guess.
You look at the themes that sort of the stars. I'm looking at an article now, and they're talking about the fact that Jim Johnson brought to life the themes of Stone Cold, The Rock, Undertaker, Triple H, and then helped work with bands such as Killswitch Engage for CM Punk's debut theme, which was This Fire Burns, and Rev Theory for Randy Orton's song Voices.
There you go, you see.
So clearly, he was a big figure, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. It's so. one of those things that just comes out almost out of nowhere, isn't it?
He's got to be put into the Hall of Fame or something next, then.
Possibly.
You'd hope.
Well, the Hall of Fame is a strange old beastie anyway, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, the people who are in there and the people who aren't. And the people who take so long for them to get in as well.
Is there one thing that...
WWE Hall of Fame is what it is.
Hmm.
Let's put it a little
harder. Okay. And then finally, the big, big, big news. Ronda Rousey is apparently finalising her deal to move to WWE. Well, of course, the worst kept secret.
Yeah, but all it's going to be is one match at WrestleMania, the Four Horsewomen. I can't see it being a long-term or long-time thing.
She's 30 years of age, though. She could have a couple of years.
Yeah, but she's also in films, isn't she?
Not many.
Yeah, but still, there's plenty of... There's more money in movies for less...
Demanding.
Physically demanding work.
I'd like to see the idea of it, and obviously her Four Horsewomen.
Yeah.
Versus
I think the problem
the
is long-term. You can't really do much with her because everyone knows her real background.
Yeah.
She can't be in a match with someone and put on a hold and then not tap out within a few seconds, because then you know it's not real, even though you know it's not real.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? You know when they put these submission moves on, they don't tap straight away because you know, because it's wrestling, it's a performance. But because she's real from the real world, if she does that and they don't tap, it's like, well, yeah. So it'd be interesting to see what they do with her at WrestleMania. You assume it will be the Four Horsemen versus the Four Horsewomen, because that's the only thing they can really do. If it's with Shayna Baszler, she hasn't got that same level of name, has she?
No.
As Ronda Rousey. So you can do more things. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, fact is they need a big name for WWE to bring in the casual viewers.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There she is. Might as well get it now, because I think her popularity is on the wane, isn't it, in terms of fighting? So.
Yeah. Thing is, for me, I think she'd be... Not only has she got star power where she brings in more eyes to the WWE, but WrestleMania in itself, it sells itself, I think, now. It has to. Yeah. It's like Super Bowl. You're just going to watch it. I think bringing in a name like that is similar to bringing Brock back.
Yeah.
And you're just seeing sort of a name from sort of mainstream sport elsewhere coming into the WWE and having a go. And I think she might do really well, because clearly she's talked about it as well, like how she struggled after that big loss. Where do you think she could be a success if she does stay for a little bit?
Yeah, because she's a name. But I just think it's the she has too much of a backstory of being a real... Brock Lesnar doesn't put on submission holds, does he? He just throws people around, because that's his thing. So it works for him. Whereas I don't know if you can't put her in a situation where she puts, I don't know, Alicia Fox in a hold and then she doesn't tap out immediately. It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see how they... Apparently she's been training at the Performance Center for a few weeks, hasn't she, or something? So it'd be interesting to see when they get to that match, and it might get started to be built up at Royal Rumble, is to see how it goes.
Mm. Yeah. I'm excited to see how it plays out. And, of course, we've seen these big mega stars come in, Floyd Mayweather, for WrestleMania and things like that. So I think she'll be
great... Well, the key example is you can't do a Floyd Mayweather fight. He punches someone and they don't win. And he doesn't win. You know, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, Richard, your match of the week, good sir.
Going to go to King of the Ring 1993. The first one on television, of course, to be on before. Semi-final match, rematch from a classic at SummerSlam 91. Bret Hart, the Hitman, versus Mr. Perfect, who we all loved. And it's possibly Mr. Perfect's last great match, because had his injury troubles and so on and so forth. So probably his last great match was this semi-final with Bret Hart. As I mentioned, a rematch of their match at SummerSlam a couple of years earlier. Dave Meltzer rated the match at SummerSlam 4 stars. Gave 4.25 to this one. It's a great 18-minute fight between two great second-generation stars. And it was a reminder of how good Perfect was back in the day. There's some great stuff. Two baby faces against each other. But there's a kind of twist in the middle of it. It was a really good match, really good match.
So that's King of the Ring
93.
Getting that on my watch list now.
It's not a bad card to watch, actually, because Bret Hart, without spoiling the result of this match, he wins it.
Spoiler!
He's in 3 really good matches against Razor Ramon in the quarters and Bam Bam Bigelow in the final. All are good. The post-match angle with Jerry Lawler is good. And, of course, you get to see Hulk Hogan lose to Yokozuna with a dodgy finish. So King of the Ring 93, it's an interesting one.
And Yokozuna, and you say Hogan?
Yes.
So that will have been for probably the title.
Yeah. This is when Hogan lost his 5th title.
And obviously Mr. Perfect versus
Bret Hart. Yes.
Very good. Right, well, thank you very much, Richard.
I'm looking forward to next week when we review Clash of Champions.
Out of 10 right now, how much are you looking forward to it? Really?
No, I don't know. I'll be all right. I'll be more excited come the day, I think.
I'm at 3 right now. WWE, you've got Raw and SmackDown to make me more excited.
I can honestly say I won't be watching it live.
No, I'll be watching it Monday off. It's Christmas. Yeah. I'm tired. Anyway.
I can't see me watching it live.
No. All right, Richard. Don't drink and drive.
No, I won't. Well, I can't drive, so it'd be even worse.
That's true. Never eat yellow snow.
No.
For more tips, follow at Proper Sport, and we'll see you again soon.